You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. A Syracuse University vice chancellor told the Senate Armed Services Committee this week that the federal government should do more to support military families, or it might limit future military service. Director of the Institute for Veterans and Military Families, Mike Haney, testified that failing to provide enough economic and educational assistance for military families is a threat to national security.
About 70% of the nation's 17 to 24-year-olds are actually ineligible to enlist in the military even if they wanted to. But one of the most reliable pipelines of volunteers come from the sons, daughters, brothers, sisters of those who are currently serving.
Haney says only 40% of service members would recommend the military to their children. He also says there's not enough research on how to provide support for children of service members who face harsh emotional challenges in the post-9/11 era.
Children growing up in those families are growing up with a mother or a father that is deployed overseas where, there's ongoing conflict and combat. And, you know, I don't think we've really come to understand the impacts that growing up in a military family will have on these children.
Haney worries that universities other than SU may not be doing enough to close gaps in educational opportunities for service members and their families.
I hope leaders of colleges and universities around the country will act in the way that the nation's employers did back when veterans unemployment was high. You had hundreds and hundreds of companies come together and addressing a crisis of unemployment among veterans. We haven't seen that happen yet in higher education. I hope it does.
He says that as Congress reviews President Trump's budget plan, there may be a chance to provide better programs for economic support.
It does provide a significant increase in spending for defense, but when you look at military and family support programs, it's not an equivalent increase. Also, the opportunity exists for Congress to introduce provisions focused on how we can better serve and support military families.
Haney says military spouses are unemployed at almost three times the national average and earn far less because they move so frequently. For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.